today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Out of it flows the essence of life. Glory to God. Essence is so important. I said essence is important. The perfume you're wearing comes from essence. The essence of a flower that had to be crushed. The oil that will be poured today came from the essence of an olive. The essence of the olive is the oil that had to be crushed. Glory to God. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the essence, or the life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Capacity. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
It's on the screen in the King James Version of the Bible, the Word of the Lord, this second epistle, beloved. I now write unto you, in both which I like this, I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, trying to draw people to themselves and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Look again at verse 1. I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. So our minds can be stirred when we remember. When we remember, our minds can be stirred, and God is trying to stir up your thought about certain things concerning the gift that's inside of you. And then the New Living Translation, verse 1, this is my second letter to you, dear friends, and in both of them I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory. I like that. I have tried to stimulate, to stir up, but to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory. A present word is connected with a previous word. And God has promised you some things concerning the gifts that's in you. And today he wants you to reflect on that, because we're going to stir up what he said and activate you to do what God has called you to do. So touch your neighbor and say, stir up the gift. Glory to God, stir up the gift. Today's message from the series, Containers and Content. This is part 2, or the second message for today is called Capacity. Capacity, say that, capacity. All of us have capacity, but in the capacity is the ability to activate the gift that he's given you according to the measure of faith that he has. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And God has selected you. He selected you for this time. You're not an accident. If you're alive and well, you're not an accident. He selected you for this time in this season. My job as a senior pastor and this great team is to stir up what's in you and then get you to employ it. Glory to God. No devil can hinder it if you step into the vein. Amen. Step into the flow. Lord, I need more oil, and I need you to stimulate me, because I got capacity. So, Father, I thank you for this moment, and I thank you for thinking through my mind and speaking through these lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no vision, where there is no revealer of truth, or unveiling, or the unmasking of truth, the people cast off restraint. Use
me for your glory. Anoint my voice and my vocal cords in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go before this word and prepare it. Prepare us with ears to hear. Give us a mind to comprehend. We pray for a heart to receive and a spirit to contain your word. And we will give you glory and praise for that matchless king in his chronos, his moment, also his rhema word in us. Thank you, Father, for that. I give you glory for the rhemos. Hallelujah. I give you praise for it. Rabboni, teach, and we will get the growth as you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's okay. Come on, clap those hands. You all are coming back to church. I'm happy to see you. Thank you, Lord. Stir up the gift. Say it again. Stir up the gift. That gift has been laying dormant in you too long. It's time to stir it up. Years ago, people used to make their own ice cream. And they would churn it. I think I'm using the right word. Churn. Churn. Is that C-H-I-R-M? Turn it. T-H-U-R-C-H-U-R-N. Churn. Churn it. Churn it. Well, I just want y'all to do it prophetically with me. Just act like you're doing that. Just go ahead, girl. Throw the get it. Come on, Thomas. You got to throw the shoulders. There you go. That's right. Churn it. That is to mix all of the ingredients. The sugar, what else you did add to it? Flavor. Salt. Rock salt. You take all of those ingredients and pull them together. That's what God is doing to this church. All of us from our various dynamics and paths and issues and giftings. He's churning us. Because he's about to serve us to this community. Oh, taste and see, community, that the Lord is good. You're going to be able to taste of the flavor of this ministry. You're going to be able to taste of the dynamic, the spiritual dynamic, and the eloquent flavor of the dynamic. Use us for your glory. There's an eloquent flavor of the dynamic that's in the ministry. And as he churns us, he's going to serve it to this community. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, clap your hands. I feel something on that. Oh, my God. Peter writes to us, the fisherman, that's now an apostle, in his second letter. He shares with us that we can stir up our minds, our pure minds, by bringing us into remembrance. He also talked about a time will come. And though the church is in the last days, he said, be mindful of the words that were spoken by the holy prophets concerning the commandments of the Lord and by the apostles, his fellow comrades, concerning things spoken by our Lord and Savior. He said, first in the last days, there will come scoffers. Scoffers, people who are on Facebook Live, pulling away people from the church because you don't have to go. All you got to do is click like on whatever folk are saying on Facebook. You don't have no tie with them. They don't know you at all. They don't have a clue. If someone died in your family, they wouldn't be the one showed up. They're just telling you what you want to hear and constantly separating you from other people. You can't trust nobody. Well, absolutely, you can trust people. But if you're in your flesh, you can trust nobody. If I stir up the gift, though, you'll be able to trust again. And people are listening to these folk even more than they listen to preachers. And Cash Apping them. And what we need to do is get back to the original text and get someone to teach the word. Not just a prophetic word, but the word from the Lord. You need to live by the word of the Lord. The ever-increasing faith that comes from hearing the word of the Lord, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And I'm not just talking about the prophetic word of the Lord, but the actual letter, the logos of God. Thank God for the rhema that comes, but do you even know where the rhema is coming from? So I can tell if you have any biblical base at all when you speak, because if it's not tying to logos, I can't trust it. Even if you agree with me, it doesn't mean God is with it. Because I can speak to your desire and you'll nod your head. How many of you would like to have $100 right now? Look at that, people nodding their heads right. So I can speak to your desire for $100 and you're gonna nod. Thank you, Jesus. Sometime God will frustrate your desire to activate his will. His will, a lot of times, is contrary to your desire. I preached it a few weeks ago. People don't listen, though. We think that our will has to accompany his will, or our desire and his will must unite. It's not always true. Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he actually prayed this: Lord, let this cup pass from me. That was his desire. Then all of a sudden his spirit kicked in. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What was the will of God? Peter said, Lord, you can't go to the cross. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, because it is the will of God. For this I came, to go to the cross, to go through that gruesome death, so I can save many. That's God's will. But Jesus' will, or his desire, was to let the cup. Is there a way that we can get around this? Thank you, Lord. Is there a way that we don't have to barrel through? Is there a way that I can jump over the cross and still redeem them? No, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Thank you, Jesus. I like what 2 Peter chapter 3 says, from the fisherman who becomes an apostle. A very powerful apostle. Some believe the first bishop of the Lord's church. And this is my second letter to you. Verse 1 out of the New Living Translation, dear friends. And in both of them, I have tried to stimulate, not just to stir up, but to stimulate. And when you're stimulated, you can be activated to stir up wholesome thinking and refresh your memory. To stir up wholesome thinking, not stinking thinking, not negative thoughts, but wholesome thoughts. Has anybody had any wholesome thoughts lately? And I'm not just talking about optimistic thoughts, because optimistic thoughts can be tied to desires. I'm talking about wholesome, God-bent, God-developed thoughts that stimulate after you meditate on word. Not after you hurt or you go through frustration, but after meditating on the word, what surfaces out of you from meditating on the word? From there, we develop wholesome thoughts. Thank you, Lord. You can't trust your thoughts. You can't even trust your own heart. Glory to God. Scriptures, they don't trust it. Guard it with all diligence. Glory to God. Guard your heart with all. Put a sentinel at the door of your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows. Out of it flows the essence of life. Glory to God. Essence is so important. I said essence is important. The perfume you're wearing comes from essence. The essence of a flower that had to be crushed. The oil that will be poured today came from the essence of an olive. The essence of the olive is the oil that had to be crushed. Glory to God. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the essence, or the life. Which really means he had to be crushed before you can get this life. It's precious. You don't run over it. You don't say it don't matter. Because it's precious. Thank you, God. You don't say I'll flip it. No, you accept it because it's precious. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm preaching. If it's precious, you don't flip it. Thank you, God. You don't take it for granted. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the entrance. Glory to God. If you're going to find any way to God, you got to go through Jesus. I am the way, or the entrance to God. I am the truth, or I'm the evidence to God. The truth is evident. We have these truths to be self-evident. Thank you, Lord. Even in your constitution, these truths are self-evident. But Jesus said, I am the evidence. When you see me, you don't need to have anything else. When you see me, you see Father. Thank you, Jesus. And then I'm the life, or the essence, that must be crushed so you can get life out of this life extended to many. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You don't run over that and say, I'll flip it and go. I'll do it when I get ready. Once he shows up, the day he speaks, you don't harden your heart. You give your heart to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I feel like the Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody about stirring up some gifts. Been sitting on the beach way too long, and in the back of the bus way too long, and get your back up off the wall and let's get some work done up in here. Can somebody say amen? I want you on the team. I want you on the team. Glory to God. I need to speak to strong spirits right now. Not strong spirits as a negative, but God wants your spirit to be stronger. A strong spirit is a major key to a productive life in the kingdom of God. A strong spirit. We got strong bodies. We're taking care of our bodies. We're eating better. We're healthy, right? But we need a strong spirit, because intellectual food will make you strong intellectually. And physical stamina, flexibility and strength, eating right will make you strong physically. But how are you building your spirit? When's the last time your spirit ate? We are three part, body, soul, and spirit. The greatest part of you is not seen by the naked eye. It is your spirit. And I'm speaking to the spirit of man in you right now that's dormant and malnourished. This ministry today is going to stir up your spirit that was created in Christ Jesus. The young lady that gave her heart to the Lord today was born anew just now. Hallelujah. I say she was born again. Nicodemus came to him by night and wanted to know something about the kingdom. He was intrigued with the knowledge of the Lord, and he came to him by night, glory to God, wanted to know about salvation. Jesus said, that which is flesh is flesh, but that which is spirit is spirit. Glory to God. You must be born again. Glory to God. You must be born. That young lady came in, though she's an adult in life, glory to God, in her physical body, and she has a son that's in the back. She's now born a babe in God. And that babe needs nourishment and wholesomeness, glory to God, imputed to her or fed to her spirit so she can grow spiritually. Thank you, God. And we must feed her spiritual food. Because if she's not strong spiritually, the first storm, she will be aborted. And this is why when hard times hit many of us and we can't seem to push beyond it, is because we grew physically and even intellectually, but we haven't really grown spiritually. And this is what this message is designed to do, is get you to focus on that part of you that's most important.
Thank you, God.
I know you got money in the bank, but we need you to have some nutrients in your spirit. Thank you, God. So I'm going to talk to the human spirit that's created in Christ Jesus. Paul said it in Ephesians chapter 2, "For you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in your trespasses and in your sins." That girl was made alive and anew in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. She don't have to worry about going to hell. Eternal life has already started. Oh my God. If you know Jesus, you're not going to hell. Whoever he puts in his hands cannot be plucked out. Glory to God. He selected you from the foundation of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
While the two babes is in Elizabeth's womb and struggling going on, two nations fighting with each other, the Bible says in the book of Romans, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Which means he made choice while they were in the womb that this young one would surpass the older one. And God made choice in Christ that if you ever accepted him, you don't have to worry about going to hell, because he's going to rescue you. And I know you want to put it all on what you do and what you don't do. God will make a way. Glory to God. He's going to make a way. If you ever get to Jesus, if he ever puts you in his hand, he will move heaven and earth before he'll allow you to go to hell. He's going to make sure you make it in. Put your faith in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You put too much confidence in what we do when you need to put your confidence in what he does. I can't save myself, but God can save me. And if you can save yourself from drowning, then you don't need God. He has to be the one to rescue you out of the fire. He's got to be the one to snatch you. He's got to be the one to breathe into your nostrils that you can become a living Nephesh. And he gave you life. He's going to sustain the life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And as a believer, a follower of Jesus, the condition of your spirit will determine the quality of life that you have on the earth. And I want you to understand, God is about quality, not quantity. He wants you to have quality of life. In other words, God don't want us to be dull in life. When our vessel is looked at, he wants it sparkling.
Glory to God.
Solomon made sure all of his guards had gold shields. Gold. Which means if they stood in the sun, the enemy just looking at the shield will be blinded. They don't even have to fight. Just standing in the sun like this with their shields up. The enemy will be, oh man, whoa. The gold would shine like that. One of his sons, though, when Solomon died, took the gold and stripped it and replaced it for brass. And a lot of people are doing the same thing. It shines, but it's a little dull.
Thank you, Lord.
I think I'll put the gold in myself and won't put it in my shield.
Thank you, God.
That's your spirit is like that. You need it to shine.
Thank you, God.
It should reflect the image of God. And it will blind your enemies. If the shield is bright and shiny, if there's a goldness to it, don't replace it. Replace it for brass. That's why I come against the spirit of mediocrity in the name of Jesus. I don't need to give God my best. Just take my mistakes for love. No, you need your spirit shining. Some devils won't even fight you if your spirit starts shining. It'll make him turn away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to imagine being born again, but never working on your spirit. You will live a defeated life. We got to work on that spirit. There are three things the winning spirit will do. And I decree and declare that a winning spirit is being activated even now. A strong spirit. Not just a strong body and a strong mind, but a strong spirit. that's recreated in the image of God. Imago Dei, the life of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Capacity, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-1608. That's reference number 2307-1608.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. CED is currently taking donations of book bags, binders, notebooks, composition pads, pencils, paper, and other supplies in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. until noon. Supplies can be dropped off at the Christian Education Department. Email ced@truthrevealed.org for details.
Awaken Women, it is time to register for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Or stop by the table outside the sanctuary to take advantage of the combo package. And remember to pre-order your conference t-shirt before Sunday, August 20th.
Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday has begun. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessories now through Sunday, August 6th.
And ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.